Harshtop is Alejo.
Hey, Alejo, this is Philip Avery, one of the CSRs with Archtop. Hey, so I've got customer Andrew. He's actually down in Warwick. He has already contacted the Warwick offices, and now he's reached out to us. He's trying to get a bit more of technical information about potential power outages with Archtop Fiber, and we weren't trained on that. So,
what do you mean, like power outages on our system?
Yeah, like if we have any kind of like power outages on the systems, like what does it entail for the customer? Because we weren't really trained for dealing with questions like that.
So he's asking just information, or
yeah,
like what is he required?
He just wants a bit of information about like what would happen if there's a power outage in the area. What happens to the lines? Is there backup batteries to make sure that, you know, systems don't, you know, just crash? Because he's saying what he's gone through with Optimum, they've just completely, power's gone out and stuff has just gone dead.
Well, so I mean if there's a power outage in the area, when it comes to power, there's something we can do to control it, right? That's just not going to happen. But I know that our sub is looking into getting a backup batteries for the routers, for the ONTs and routers.
Okay. And what about the main lines? Just because the gentleman says he does have a generator that he uses to make sure that if power does go out, he doesn't lose power immediately. He's asking questions about like what happens with the like
nothing. No, nothing. Like the thing, a lot of people, different providers. So if a power goes out, a lot of times their modems, routers, they become what we call unprovisioned. So they have to call it in to get a provision again, or send a technician. With ours, it doesn't matter. Like if the power goes out, or even if it's a second, our ONT and our router are going to eventually come up. Nothing happens.
And he's asking specific questions about something along the lines of like the main thoroughfare of fiber cabling that we do the micro trenching in. And usually, but apparently in Warwick, they're doing it as aerials, not as micro trenching apparently.
Correct. It is aerial in the Warwick. For the most part, there is some instances where they have done underground as well, but for the most part, it is aerial.
And so what, so I can explain this better to customers who might ask this in the future. I'm just trying to get a little bit of clarification as well on my end. So if there is a power outage in the area, their ONT gateways usually we're working on making sure they have battery backup so that if power does go out, they safely shut down, and when power comes back on, they do come back online. Correct?
So like I said, with the power outages, like I said, our stuff doesn't unprovision. So if power goes out, or even if for some reason, for instances, they trip over the power and unplug it, once they plug it back in, our ONT and routers will eventually come up. We don't have to do anything to it. Now, our sub is working on getting a backup battery for the ONT and the router. But nothing has been finalized.
All right. And if there is a power outage, does it affect, and a customer, you know, still manages, like this customer I have on the other line, does manage to
no if he has a generator, it shouldn't affect him at all.
Okay. And so nothing, so even if power goes out, internet service still continues because of the fiber optic. Okay.
Not only that, our hubs have generators as well. So if a power goes out, the generators on the house will actually kick in and basically give non-interruption to the customer.
Alrighty. Well, thank you for that clarification. I'll be sure to pass that on to this customer.
Hey, let me ask you a question. How do you get my number?
We have it in two different places. We actually have it available to us through MBS, through the calendars. We can actually, number's listed there. And we were actually given the Archtop Fiber directory by Emily.
Okay. All right. I just want to ask. I'm like, you were working. I'm like, how did you?
How do you have my numbers? Like, we have a directory that has pretty much all the major players' numbers in it. So.
Yeah. No. It's not a problem. It's just like I said, curious, because I know like the contact center for Kingston, they always call me, but you said Warwick. I'm like, how did you get my number? Which doesn't bother me, because I am the supervisor for this area, not for Warwick. So it's okay. If you have any questions, feel free to call me.
Alejo, I'm actually I'm actually the team lead for the Intellogix CSRs. So I'm here in Kingston.
I always talk to what's her name?
CJ.
CJ, yes. I talk to her all the time.
Yeah. I'm her team lead. So
okay, I got you.
No, no
No
worries. So
problem, man.
I'll get back online with a customer and let them know what's going on with
Yep.
that. So, all right.
Okay.
Thank you for the clarification, Leo.
No problem.